Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 21st. One of America's first astronauts never flew in a NASA spacecraft and never became a household name. Yet he was the first person to reach outer space more than once. Joseph Walker was born 100 years ago yesterday in Pennsylvania. He earned a degree in physics, then flew fighters during World War II. After the war, he became a test pilot for the NACA, the predecessor to NASA. Over the years, he checked out fighter jets, bombers, and rocket planes. In 1958, after the Soviet Union launched the first satellite, the Air Force launched a program to send the first person into space. It was called Man in Space Soonest. The service picked 9 astronauts to fly it, including Walker. Soon after that, though, NASA was created, and it was given the job of sending men into space. It picked its own astronauts, and only one of the Air Force group joined NASA's astronaut corps, Neil Armstrong, the first person to walk on the moon. Walker became chief test pilot for the X-15 rocket plane. In 1963, he flew higher than 50 miles 3 times, an altitude that met the Air Force definition of space. And 2 of those flights passed 100 kilometers, the international definition of space. Walker died in 1966. He was flying in formation with an experimental bomber for a photo session. His fighter jet clipped the bomber's wing, flipped over, and exploded. A tragic ending for one of America's first astronauts. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.